The Last Laugh. Plot by Keith Giffen, script by Nick Cutter. Wayne Manor, present day. Batcave. Bruce sits on a chair, the bat costume strewn on the floor around him. He loads his gun clip, methodically, one bullet at a time.
Before a man embarks on a journey of revenge, that man must dig two graves. The first for his enemy, the second for himself. Confucius wrote that. He's been dead 2,500 years. But some adages are evergreen. As true now as they were at the dawn of civilization. So that man sits with revenge on his mind. What does he do? He gets himself a big shovel.
Am I a little late to the shindig? You seem to have started without me. Love what you've done with the place.
Bastard, you're not welcome here. Go away. Please, I'm begging you.
Why so maudlin, Brucey, baby? Not happy to see me? We've had some high times together, you and I. We painted the town stark, raving red. Say goodnight, Gracie.
I tried to. I stopped you. I saved them. I always save them. You never gave me a moment's peace, you and the other scum. You forced me to become the bat, forced me to...
Forced? My heart bleeds for you. You loved every bloody minute of it.
You forced me to become the cleansing agent, the angel of righteousness. I alone could fix Gotham. I alone could, can, will...
Methinks what passes for your mind is playing tricksy-wixies on you, old chum.
No, no tricks. I remember everything.
Oh, whatever you say, Cape Crusader.
But you got away from me every damn time. Somehow you always managed to get away.
Run, Batsy, run. Just as fast as you can. Can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. Why, yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Get out, get out, get out!
He wasn't there again today. Oh, I wish he'd go away. We're in session, Mr. Wayne. Sit on my lap. Talk to me. Lay yourself utterly raw. Tell me about your parents.
They were murdered when I was a boy. I watched them die.
My, Mr. Wayne. Is that your recollection? Head down to the Gotham City Court Archives. You may stumble across case record 0009232. A high-spirited scamp knifed his folks to death. 137 individual stab wounds. Ooh, but who could blame the lad? They had abused him mercilessly for years. The boy wasn't tried as an adult, still a peach-fuzzed babe, so they shut him away where he could do no harm and only his fantasies to act as nursemaid.
I don't know anything about that.
Heavens, no! Why would you?
I was gone for years, training my mind and body, sharpening the blade to its task. I returned to my birthplace. My parents left it all to me. The mansion, their vast fortune. It was as if I'd never left.
I'm home. And oh, what a homecoming it must have been! Home again, jiggity-jig. You were free to be anyone, weren't you? A cocoon cracking open to reveal a new and beautiful butterfly, a total rebirth.
Nobody knew my secret, but Gotham needed a hero, so I became the Bat.
You became something, all right.
The tide of scum was relentless. Wave upon wave, criminals, rapists, evildoers. I had to punish them. They had to atone. I would clean them all, fix them.
And you fixed their wagons, didn't you? Boy, howdy, you fixed them good. But one of them always got away. always manage to slip the noose. Yes, he was a slippery one, Eddie.
I'm coming for you, Joker.
A bar of soap through your wet fingers.
Coming for you. Coming.
But I've always wondered this, Mr. Wayne. How deeply do any of us know ourselves? Ask yourself that, Mr. Wayne. Really dwell on it. We hold a picture of how we wish to be and hope it goes forever unchallenged.
Shut up. Stop talking. Get out of my head.
Passing through life, never pursuing aspects of our natures of which we'd rather not grapple.
Cut to Joker standing over Robin with a crowbar.
Bruce, please.
Dying strangers to ourselves.
Unworthy, unclean.
Do you want to die like that, Mr. Wayne? A stranger? Listen, listen. Answer me this, Bruce.
How can you possibly kill a man who lives under your own skin? No, no! The man who shares your own face. Oh, dear God, no. Ah, you see it now, don't you? We're two sides of the same coin, Bruce. Closer than brothers. One beneath the flesh. And so it has always been.
Bruce picks up his gun.
Confucius wrote, before a man embarks on a journey of revenge, that man must dig two graves. The first for his enemy, the second for himself. But sometimes, just sometimes, one grave will do.